Good morning. I recently was talking to somebody who was introducing me to a new concept that I don't really understand. The person kept talking about a certain individual in the community that she was living in who was what we call a chozer b'sheila. Apparently in Israel, when somebody leaves the folds of Orthodoxy, they are referred to as chozer b'sheila. I don't really understand that term. Because when we refer to somebody who is a chozer, somebody who returns, we always have to ask the question, where are they returning from and where are they returning to? In other words, when a person deals with questions in life, we have to know that they came from a particular place and they are returning to that place. Nowhere is this more apparent than in the understanding of the word teshuva. Yes, it's true, tshuva is something that we do for sins that we do, but the word tshuva implies and comes from the word shav, to return, to the place where a person left. Where are we returning to? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Tes identifies Ashrei Ish Yirei Hashem, and praise be the man who shows fear of God. And the Gemara asks, Ashrei Ish v'lo Ashrei Isha, is a man should be praised, not a woman who shows fear of Shamayim? And Rav Amram answers in the name of Rav, Ashrei mi she'oseh teshuvah k'sheho ish. Praise be the person who does teshuva when he's still a man. Rashi explains when he's still he or she is still young. In other words, says Rashi, memaher lahakir baro kodem yemei hazikna. The person doesn't wait until he or she is old. The person quickly goes ahead and recognizes God. Rav Volpe points out in this morning's section that it's very, very important not only to do teshuva, but to be teshuva, to be a person who goes back to where we come from. One can be a chozer b'tshuva, one can return in teshuva back to God, even if one didn't realize through life that he or she was raised with a soul that came from God, still in the process of teshuva. We are returning to God. We're going back to the source of our soul and the connection that all souls want to have with Hashem. We're taking the time out to think exactly where and what our relationship with God is all about. And as we proceed through the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, of which the Talmud tells us, quite honestly, Afal Pi Sha'atshuva V'Atzaka Yafa Liolam, I'm sorry, it's a comment of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva at the beginning of the second perek, where the Rambam tells us that even though tshuva and screaming is always good, it's always good to call out to God. But during this period in time, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's particularly good. Umiskabelas hi miyad, and such a tshuva is accepted by God right away, as the Pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem b'imotzo. Seek out God when he's found. A person who's involved in tshuva has to begin with this most basic understanding of tshuva. When we go, we are returning from not recognizing the impact we have in our relationship with God and the impact God has on our lives to recognizing that impact. There is no such thing as a chozer b'sheila. A person doesn't return back to a source of questions. But there is a possibility for all of us to be chozrim b'tshuva, to return back to the process of recognizing Hashem in every moment of our lives, just as we did when we were young, when we were pre-birth. We can find Hashem in everything that we do. Let's take the time out during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva today to just think, where is Hashem in my life in so many different ways? If we can start doing that today, we will certainly begin achieving that which the Rambam promises, making sure to achieve for us and our loved ones a Gemar Chasima Tova. Have a good day and an easy fast.